Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is David Murphy, publisher of the National Black Unity News and the host for this podcast. Also along with me this evening, my partner, Mr. Satavi Jahi, who's on Blog Talk Radio. We just went on to our Facebook Live. We have just a few people on with us this far. This is the first time we've been on this year, 2023. So to those who are already on here, welcome to the fall. We have Mr. Bill Gooden, my partner, Mr. Vernon Streeter, my partner, and we have Lady J in the background. Welcome to the call. And tonight, I just want to go over three things. But before, as always, before we get started, Brother Satavi always has some very interesting information to share with us. So Brother Satavi, you got it, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David. Happy New Year to you. A new you.
Thank you, sir.
A new year, a new you, a new me, a new we.
Yes, sir.
For the night. And the reading for the night, we always do from Daily Motivations for African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, which is a manuscript for eliminating poverty in our families and generations to come. The reading for the night goes like this. January the 16th. Also, today is Dr. Martin Luther King's, yesterday was his birthday, but today is the federally recognized day of his birthday. So, you know, hats off to Dr. King, all the people that's doing Dr. King celebrations around this country and around the world. Reading for the night, January 16th. That's what friends are for. Friendship is the only cement that will hold the world together. Duke Ellington, composer and jazz great. According to an old Eastern parable, two beggars formed a symbiotic relationship. One was blind and the other was without legs. The blind man was strong enough to carry the legless man on his back. He became the legs for the lame man. In return, the lame man became the eyes for the blind one. Clinging to each other, they both benefited. Dr. Alvin Poussin, the noted psychiatrist, once asked what he would do if he felt a nervous breakdown coming on. He answered, I would go down the street, find someone needy, and immediately seek to help them, unquote. General Fred A. Gordon, commandant of cadets at the United States Military Academy at West Point, concurred. He stated, we are on the right track when we think of friendship as something to get rather than something to give. The world needs more warm hearts and fewer hotheads. Quote, to love others makes us happy, unquote, says Kenny Babyface Edmonds, one half of Black America's hottest singing duo. His equally talented partner, Antonio L.A. Reed, couldn't agree more. Quote, love is the glue, unquote. He replies that, quote, holds friendships together, unquote. Friendships is built upon love. You can say that a true and loyal friendship is exceedingly rare and a wonderful thing. Like a happy marriage or successful partnership, it needs attention, care, guarding, and above all, it needs to be needed. Today, I will plant the seeds of friendship by helping another. That's our reading for the night. Wish everybody out there a happy and joyous day. And Lady J and Vernon, y'all keep hanging in there and do what you got to do. And I wish I could be up there for the celebration y'all going to be having for Bill and David at the end of February. But anything can happen between now and then. So,
sure.
You know, it's, if I will it enough, I can make it happen. So, that's all I have to say.
All right, Brother Satai, I appreciate it. And you said a mouthful. If you will it and you believe it, all things are possible. It will happen. And speaking of what you just spoke about, friendships, you know, I used to go around telling people that I was the last man standing. That is because when I came up, the people I used to hang around, Kyle around with back in the day, they all deceased. And I was thinking to myself, I'm the last man standing. But you know, there was a story about Job one time. He had lost everything. But you know, when I think about it, I gathered so many new friends. Man, powerful friends. Friends that will go down with you. I'm talking about not just talk, but a demonstration, like Bill Gooden on here. Brother Satari, Vernon. Man, it's so, man, God has blessed me with a multitude of good friends. And, you know, so I'm appreciative. I'm appreciative that you brought that up because, you know, I brought up this topic, new year, new me, new you. And that is because, you know, a lot of people around this time of the year, you know, because it is a new year and they had this tradition they call resolution. And everybody say they're going to be doing this. They're going to have a better way of life, even though I don't know where it came from. But I do know it's pretty good when people are willing to change their mindset for the better. And so I have no problem with that. But, you know, every day is a new day. It's a new beginning. And I just encourage people to take advantage of it. You know, sometimes you have to let go. You know, you can't forget about yesterday. But yesterday is gone. It's in the past. And sometimes yesterdays are the days that drag you along to hold you back, remind you of you can't do this and you can't do that. But we have to learn to let yesterday go and just deal with this day. Because this day, you can make changes. And hopefully, if you make wise choices this day, your tomorrow's will be that much better. And this I know. I ain't talking about, in theory, I'm talking about facts as far as I am concerned. But in any case, this is, they celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. But I'm going to say this, man. There's a lot has been said about Martin Luther King. But one thing I say about him, he stood up. He stood out. He stood in the gap for our people. And he paid the ultimate price for it. And what an honorable thing to do, to lay down your life for your friends, for your family, for your people. And a lot of people will tell you that if you're not willing to die for something, life is not worth living. And so, but you know, there's a lot of things out here that I think we're dying for. But you know, I hope it never comes to that. You know, again, but I do know one thing that, you know, we have to take a stand. You know, I think we should take a stand. We got people on here who have been standing for a long time. It's stood in the gap for me, stood in the gap for us. And before we get into this conversation, man, I just want to welcome those who just came aboard with us. Brother Marvin McGee, Dr. Leroy McKenzie, Brother Neil Spitzer, my brother from Panama, Ross Hookie, and somebody else is on here, but they have a telephone. I don't see the name, but you know, welcome. And this is our first podcast of the year for the Monday night call. We had a meeting last Tuesday, and we will be on tomorrow night as well. So we encourage everybody to come on. But yes, the paper's in at the printer and should be here hopefully tomorrow. And I'll send out information for that so that you can, those who are in the area can pick the papers up, or those who are quite a distance away, you can order your papers. And you can just call me, and we'll make arrangements for that. But I just want to have an open discussion tonight because I come to know that information is power. I don't care where it comes from. You know, some people say things that would impact your life, negative or positive. But there's something that people have said words to me. I told y'all one time, the teacher, when I was singing in kindergarten, told me shut up. And that last, you know, I shut up pretty much for a whole lifetime because of that one comment. And, but you know, that's why, you know, it's good to share. Because if somebody would have told me, she was just trying to keep holding in the past. They probably had nothing to do with your singing, you know. But you know, that's why it's so important, like Brother Satari said, to have friends, people that you can share information with, people that will hold you up when you're down and you hold them up when they down, even if we lift each other. But in any case, I'm going to do my little thing on here tonight, and I want to find out what's going on with everybody, because like I said, I'm a brand new man. I ain't the same man I was last week, last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And I look forward, like I said, I'm 71, 72 this year, and I'm serious about that. I feel like I'm just getting out of high school. I got work to do. I got places to go, people to see, things to do, and looking forward to it. I've been on a journey, but now I'm clearer than ever what this journey is all about. It's about us. Brother Satan said it in his opening comments. This thing called love, that's such a powerful thing. Powerful. And a lot of people have misinterpretations when it comes to this thing they say about love. But, you know, I strongly suggest that you really check out the meaning of love. And many people have many interpretations about it. But love is power. But I'm gonna get to my partner over here before we get started, because this brother, man, is what I call a soldier, a general, that's been on the front line for a multitude of years. And that's how I met him. He was on the line. He was out there fighting in the battle. And this brother came from St. Louis and went with me and Bill that fight. He showed me some footage of some of the struggles and fights that he had in St. Louis. And the thing that he was doing there. So, hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm good, Dave. First, let me just say hello to everybody and thank you, everybody, from being on. And I guess, you know, since it is in reference to a celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday, you know, it's one thing, you know, I posted a post today, and I was just talking about one of the books that he wrote in terms of why we can't wait, right? And that's the urgency in terms of that waiting or being silent. Really tell those who you're fighting against that you're in approval of what they're doing to you. That's why it's important for us to find our levels. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and I tell you all the time, Dave, you know, you're a giant in your own rights in terms of what you do, because the media is very important to what we need to do, right? But our people, we don't organize and take to the streets by mass numbers. And we're talking about Dr. King. You know, what made Dr. King and other people great is the amount of people that they was able to turn out and take to the streets. You know, so, I mean, it's like the big march that they had, the parade that they had today. It was a good parade, a good turnout. But if we got them kind of turnouts, but we're not demanding nothing, then it's just a good march and a good march to feel good, right? But when we got thousands of people and we demanding that we want our water rates reduced, or we want grocery stores in communities that don't have no stores, or we want better schools, then we leveraging our power. So, you know, I mean, if it's anything that Dr. King taught us, as far as I'm concerned, is that the importance of unity, the importance of organizing around issues, right? And I know there's other people on here that want to say something, so I don't want to take a long time, but I was telling some people today, I mean, listen, I love Dr. Martin Luther King, but there's a reason why Dr. King is lifted up and not Marcus Garvey, right? You know what I'm saying? Because Dr. King was the image that at least white folks could live with in terms of philosophy. You see what I'm saying? You know, but on the real side, man, you know, we have to not just look at the philosophy, and, you know, buying to who people lived up for us, we have to see what they was fighting for, and we have to fight for them same things. So, you know, if we're just talking about it, but we're not fighting about it, then we helping to crush us, right? And, you know, and I always say this, Dave, you know, there's no way in the world that in 2023, the educational system should be worse than it was in 1953. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, when we look at progress, a lot of times, a lot of us measure progress by individual achievements. So more of us got businesses, more of us got some money, but hell, we locked up like we never was locked up before. We killing each other like we never killed each other before, right? So that's not progress, right? So I'm just saying our organization's effort is so important. And that's why I want to thank all the black men that came to the breakfast the other day, right? Because that's why it's so important that we continue to bring black men together, because we are, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not just when people say, you know, that we're not waiting for the cavalry, because we are the cavalry that's going to come. We're the only cavalry that's coming, right? So we just have to see the need and the necessity to come together, put together whatever differences that we may have with one another. Don't worry about the differences. Let's focus on the issues and come together collectively and fight for the issues so that we can create change.
All right, Bill, I appreciate that, because you always, like I say, you're a true soldier, and you know, you're not just in word, but you think in action. And Bill's one of those type people you'll go with or without you, and because he's totally committed to uplifting, and he does not have to do this. But you know, like I say, some people will stand for something, have principles in mind. And I appreciate this brother, man. You don't know how much, but I truly appreciate this brother. Dr. Leroy McKenzie, how are you this evening, sir? You're muted, sir.
Oh, I thought I hit the button. No, I'm sorry. I'm good. How about yourself, sir? How's everybody?
Well, I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, but how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Absolutely. It's the third Monday of 2023. So I am glad to be here for another year and looking forward to doing some absolutely phenomenal, you know, just some excellent and phenomenal things of making people better, you know?
You know, Dr. McKenzie, look, I know you are author of many books. And I do know that you're involved with many organizations. And of course, you know, we're celebrating Dr. King's birthday. But, you know, the struggle before him and even after him continues. You know, he was just one of many souls who dedicated their lives for the cause, for us, for our people. And so, you know, and I noticed that you do pretty much the same thing in your own rights. You help many officers out. You help many black organizations out. Why do you do these things, sir? And let people know who you are and some of the things that you're doing and got coming up.
Well, I do it, one, primarily one, because of what I feel, the calling that God has placed on my life, making a difference in people's lives, but then, you know, also making a difference in my community and that I'm a part of, because I love my God, I love my people, I love my family, and I love my people. And those that I have the utmost respect for, those that came before me. I was having a conversation earlier today with my mom, and we were talking about, her generation and the things that you all have done for us and the sacrifices that you all gave so that we could take the torch and move us even further, and that it's about each generation making it better for the next generation. And that's what, you know, I spent the day, I talked with her, and then I listened to a couple of Dr. King's speeches, because he was so much more than that I Have a Dream speech that they put out there. He was so much more. The book that Mr. Bill mentioned, Why We Can't Wait, is a powerful, powerful book to read. That book, and then his other one that I loved, and I'm going to read it again this year, I'm going to try and make it a practice to read it every year, is Chaos of Community, Where Do We Go From Here? Because I listened to the speech as well. But it's books like that that give us the ability to be able to not just reflect, but also to be able to look forward, because in those things, and then what we're doing today, like you mentioned, what Mr. Bill does on an everyday basis, is give us the I don't say blueprint, I say the black print for how we go about doing what it is that we need to accomplish, and understanding that what we do, we may not even reap the benefits of what we're doing. But it makes it better for that next generation to be able to go further, to go a little further, just like the generation before for me went further. They went to the point where they were, and then they say, "Hey, okay, now you take it. Your responsibility to take it a little further." So that's why I do what I do, and then just wanting to see us as a people, you know, do better, be better, and just live out to our fullest potential. And that's all of us. And when we can't do that if we don't, you know, if we aren't equipped with the tools that we need in order to be able to do that. So part of what I do is just trying to make sure that people are equipped so that they can do the things that they want to be able to do. So.
All right. I appreciate that. And Dr. McKenzie, he has a session in the National Black Unity News called the Author Showcase. So those of you who are, we have many authors in our publication that, and if you're looking to be an author, this is the gentleman I suggest most talking because he helps many authors become authors. But in any case, let me just say this before we move on to some other people, a little bit about the National Black Unity News newspaper. And of course, Bill Gooden and I, we are the founders of this publication. But, two people like myself and like Bill come together, we are soldiers. We have dedicated our lives for the upliftment of our people. Because we see, I don't know reasons why we do the things that we do all the time, but I do believe that God called some people. And there are some people who are just chosen. But I always say this, even if you was called, if you were chosen, but only a few people get up and actually will go. And so when I saw a person like Bill, I said, I can make up with this. Somebody who's been tried, who's been on the battlefield. You see, I take life very seriously. I take what I do very seriously because I do know people like Dr. King and many other had laid down their lives for people like me so I can have a better day and a better way. I have children. I have grandchildren. I have great-grandchildren. And if I don't stand up, who will? So it's no excuses for us to be sitting down doing nothing. So that's why we align ourselves with people like Bill Clinton and those who are involved with the National Black Unity Music because they are a collective group of people who are truly concerned about us, who are truly concerned about our well-being and our future. And so, so I'm pleased, more than pleased, to be surrounded by such strong people because iron do sharpen iron. Y'all keep me sharp, keep me on the front line, even when sometimes it gets weary sometimes. But I see people like yourselves out there, so I say, how can I sit down with so many standing up? But the paper, National Black Unity News, it's growing in many ways, and I'm pleased about that because we have met a lot of people along the way, and we meet new people. And we have a few on here tonight with us, and I just want to introduce you to a few. There's a young lady on here, Sheila Brown. How are you?
Greetings. Can you hear me, family?
Yes, I can hear you much better. And I want to welcome you to our call and welcome you to the National Black Unity News. Welcome to our podcast. I'm glad you came on tonight because this is a very interesting young lady. She does quite a few things, and she's multi-talented in so many ways, but she has a powerful message. She is an author as well. And can you share a little bit about who? I know it's a lot. It may take us 10 days. But can you just share a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you do it?
Yes, King. I'm so honored that you took the time to put this together and to even take the time to allow me to introduce myself. So again, my name is Sheila Brown. By profession, I am an attorney, but by my divine work, I am a healer. I come from a line of matriarchal healers who have been in the oral tradition, medicine workers, and women who have been what I refer to as daughters of the Most High and agents of divine health. These are the women that I hail from by name, my grandmother, Betty Brown, my great-grandmother, Lena May, God bless her soul, my great-great-grandmother, Rebecca. These were women who grew up in an era where Dr. King was and before him. And as I'm sure all of us know who have parents and great-grandparents, and they have lots of stories to share. And I have been so fortunate to receive the direct lessons from my grandmother about our rich medicinal legacy. And it has fueled me and inspired me to write about that legacy and to draw on the wisdom, the uncommon wisdom of our ancestors as a foundation for teaching our daughters about how to properly respect themselves, to take care of themselves, and to politicize all of the things that they do for health and freedom for the continued struggle of liberation and health, because they must be married together. And so I have published a book, and Baba David has been so gracious as to share some space in the newspaper with me so that I could expose my book and my work. And those are just two of the very important things that I do that are very close to my heart. But I'm also an inventor now. Howard University helped me to file a patent application on one of the inventions that I use to help with upper respiratory cleansing. It's called the Crown Care Steam Station. And then, you know, there's the work, of course, and now I'm an author. So what all of that means is that I am using my gift and my divine purpose as a daughter of the Most High to fulfill and to perpetuate the kingdom of light and wellness on this earth, so that our people will continue the dream that the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, I heard someone mention him earlier, and Dr. Martin Luther King, all of whom were ironically connected in a very important fabric woven together by Dr. King, referred to as the science of transphysics, which I would be so happy to share with you all one day when Baba David will allow me to. But right now, I'm going to turn it back over and just say thank you, King, for the introduction.
You know, I appreciate you so much, and welcome to our publication, welcome to our family. I know this is a different type of call, but on Tuesday night, that's where you get to meet a lot of our family members on here now. But you know, most of the people in the papers come on Tuesday night, and that's what and hopefully, you know, all you have to do is set up a time so that you can share with the whole family. You know, and we would look forward to it, because this is how we do. We'd like for you to introduce yourself, share who you are, what you do. And so we appreciate you for taking time to be with us this evening. And I'm going to move along a little bit here. And my brother from Panama, Ross Wookie, can you unmute yourself, sir?
Yes. Good night, family, black people. Good night, brother David Murphy. Good night, everyone. How are you? How is everything? How is the day, Mom? Martin Luther King. Yeah, we salute the king.
Yes.
From Panama, we salute the king. Name will always ring. Salute the king. Yeah. Blessings and love, my brother. Keep the good words going, and the diaspora is here to spread the good news of the newspaper, publication of your newspaper, the black newspaper. We are here to support 100%.
Yes, and you know, I appreciate you, brother, because this brother has introduced me to so many people since, you know, we just met recently. And he also had me on one of his podcasts, and he had Marcus Garvey's son, Julius, on the call with me that day, too. And this brother is well connected, and we look forward to a long relationship, because, like I say, he's a soldier. You know, he's out there making changes, and so we appreciate, you know, people like yourself, brother, and you know, welcome to the call, welcome to the National Black News, and you know, just get ready, sir, because we're on a journey. We don't know where this journey is going to end up at, but we know, as long as we're on that road, you know, we will make changes. So I appreciate you, sir, and I'm gonna move right along. I got another brother who has just joined the publication. Brother Marvin McGee, how are you, sir? Can you unmute yourself?
Blessings to you, Brother Murph. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you.
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Invite me on this evening. I wasn't prepared for anything. I was ready to get on another Zoom tonight. Yet, when I saw you send me that message, I appreciate you for allowing me to come on with these dynamic individuals I've heard thus far. And I'm probably the youngest one at 54 yet at the same time. it's a lot of knowledge on here, and I'm just it's a blessing just for me to be on the call with y'all.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, brother, like I say, you know, welcome to the National Black Unity News. And he's a new editor as well. And he has a lot of good information that can help a lot. So, again, brother, you know, we appreciate you. And, you know, we're looking forward to a long working relationship. And so just get ready, sir, you know, again, welcome to the family. But I'm a talk to this other brother here who actually is my brother. Mr. Walter Dempsey Murphy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, David. How are you?
I'm still here.
Amen. And thank God that you're here. I appreciate it more than you know.
Yes, well, Mr. Murphy not only is my brother, but he is the actual manager of the National Black Unity News. And as you noticed, as you say, we have some new editors in the house. And, you know, so would you like to say anything, share anything?
Well, absolutely. First and foremost, I am one of those individuals who have been directly affected by what Martin Luther King and so many others have done in the past. And when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, I was a young whippersnapper as all that was going on. You know, I'm like you did. I got you by a couple of days, and I'm past 70 years old. So, you know, that puts us in that category. And so I heard a lot about individuals thanking those who came before us. I must admit that we owe a great deal of gratitude to those individuals, simply because of the fact that they did a little here and a little there. You know, they somebody spoke up here, somebody fought there, somebody got strung up here, and somebody killed somebody there. And when I say that, this is a struggle. And like you said, this is no test. This is the real deal. And so when you think about where we've come from and where we are, yeah, there have been some changes, and yes, there have been some improvements. And yes, a lot of us, when I say us, have improved our lifestyle. No question about it, because none of us live like we did when we were 12, 13, 14, 18 years old. None of us. And if you are, you have regressed. That's on you. I'm not going to go there. But the point is this. Because of folks like my father and my grandfather and my great-grandfather, whom I'm looking at directly, those folks, all of them did what they did. And I, on a personal note, I'm extremely appreciative of what they've done. Now, let's go back and talk about Martin Luther King personally, him and his crew and all the other individuals that are now benefiting from, you know, the mission, the cause, okay? But one of the things that we fail to realize is that we got a long go. Some of us realize that, but, you know, even though we have progressed and increased in monetary value and all this sort of stuff, we still have a long way to go to just get even. Just even, not above anybody, just even. Just to the point where we can go and do anything that anyone else do as a race and expect a good result because of the effort that we put in. And so until we get to that day, ladies and gentlemen, the Martin Kings and the Marcus Garveys and the H.R.F. Browns and all the rest of those who put in time, energy, and effort, for Bill Gooden, all of those individuals who put in time, energy, and effort, we appreciate you. The war is not over. We're still on the battlefield. So that's where I want to go out with this. And I just wanted to share that with you guys from this perspective that, you know, that Martin Luther King did a wonderful thing. And all those individuals who helped promote him, you know, the, what's his name? Stevie Wonder and all those other folks who helped perpetuate this day. I appreciate it because it's well deserved. No question about it. However, at the end of the day, we still, each and every one of you, we still, all of us who are not on this call, we still need to continue to fight this battle. Thank you, Dave.
All right. All right. I appreciate that, sir, because the battle is not won yet. The victory is won. You know, we have to continue to fight this good fight. And there's a couple of other people on here that, Vernon, can you unmute yourself, sir? And Vernon is one of those young men who's been on the battlefield for a long time. And he's still out there doing something. He's one of my media partners. Can you hear me, Vernon? If you can, unmute yourself. Okay. He's over there with another one of our editors, Dr. J, the Lady J. And they doing some wonderful work. They broadcasting. Both of them have their own. One has a TV station, one has a radio station.
and they're connecting with each other. So that's a good thing. That's power. And so, again, Vernon, if you're able to come on at any time, just let me know. And we're going to move right along because we have Mr. Neil Spencer. Can you unmute yourself, sir? Mr. Neil Spencer, he's from out of Texas, and he's organizing black businesses in the area. Okay. Yes, sir. If you can unmute yourself, I see your hand is up. So I don't know if you can talk or not, but, you know, but you have to unmute yourself. I don't know if I can do that. But in any case, unmute yourself, sir, is when you get a chance. Now, Brother Satavi.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you.
I'm going around the block, and you and I, now you know you and I go a long, long way back. And
you are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself.
And you are unmuted. Good period. But in any case, you know, you've been doing some wonderful works, and I just want you to let people know who you are, where you've been, and where you're going.
Well, thank you, David, for that. I've definitely been around the block once or twice. Me and my wife, at one time, we ran a cultural center, and we had the largest city-run recreation center. It was a city-run recreation center. The city had closed it down, and we opened it back up as a cultural center, in which we had a chance to impact the lives of hundreds of children. I didn't realize how many it was until my wife reminded me of my father's memorial service, how many children my father helped teach swimming to and tennis to. And then I had one of my aunts, she cooked breakfast, was there, and the children, they in our full school program, they would come to school, they would come to our program before school, and then we had an after-school program that was during the school year, and we ran a summer camp during the summer. And we ran that before-school program. Children that came, they would get a real decent meal. I mean, my aunt would cook stuff for them, like fried apples and other type of food items that they weren't used to. And so we had children at the time. The principal told us, y'all got to hurry and get them children out of there. And they had to go next door to school, which was the Rhino Heights Elementary Middle School at that time. And, the principal would tell us and remind us that to make sure we got those children to school on time. The children, what they did, they were so happy to have a home-cooked meal that they, at times, would enjoy their meal so much that they end up being late for school. And then we had an after-school program, and that went over really good. And the children really participated in the Million Man March virtually, which was in 1995. And they got a lot out of that. And we educated hundreds and hundreds of children and helped parents through programs that we have not only for the children, but we have programs for parents. And that went over really well, in which a lot of the parents got educated about what was going on. And we always made sure that people knew about the struggles that was taking place in the city and what was going on. We had a chance to impact the lives of such people in there with children, such as Corey McRae, who's a state legislator now, and several other children who went on to do some great things in the city of Baltimore. And so, you know, we did a lot, and we appreciate all the support that we have gotten. And I'm currently now living in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and my wife is still up in Baltimore, and that's that. And I just thank all the people for all the support that that we've gotten through over the years. And also, this program is also broadcast on
Blog Talk Radio and on Vernon's channel, Unity Radio. And so, you know, we have like about 45,000 listeners that be listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. And so, you know, we make sure that we get the information out and just keeping people abreast of what's going on. And that's about it, David. And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, that Dr. King did a lot of great work, and we need to continue to build upon his legacy. And he was moving towards, he had gotten beyond having a dream and was moving towards when he was going to Washington for the last event that he was having in his life, which was the Four People's March on Washington. He was going there, as he said, to get our check. And what was that check? That was sort of like he wanted to get check and land. He was going to be demanded from America to take and be able to move us forward as a people. And we need to continue to build upon that the same way as Malcolm X, when he went out, he wanted to take the United States before the World Court for human rights violations, in terms of our human rights being violated, because he said it was bigger than civil rights, it was a human rights issue. So, you know, we still got a lot of work to do, and I'm glad Bill Gooden is still out there on the battlefield putting in the work and continue to do what all of us do. And, hey, as he said, I might not get there with you, but we will get to the promised land.
Right, so, brother. I appreciate that. And Brother Satire even taught my children. I mean, young man, they 38, 37, somewhere up there. But, you know, but he did a good job with them. You know, the last time I was on, I said I had a riddle. And it says, some things appear as if it is. Some things appear as if it's not. Y'all figure that one out, but I'm going to tell you this. You see, it's about 10 of us on here, this podcast right now. Brother Satire just suggested to you, told you that he right now, he's simulcasting. He's on, right now as we speak, he's on Blog Talk Radio. And then I'm on right now, we on Facebook Live. And then we got Brother Vernon and Dr. Lady J, who have their own radio stations and TV stations. And on this call right now, this is a small group of, we have a brother from Panama, a brother from Texas, a brother from Virginia, a brother here from North Carolina. I'm from Baltimore. Sheila Brown, where are you located?
I'm in Bowie King, Bowie, Maryland.
Okay, in Bowie, Maryland, yes. And so we have people in this small group. We are all over the place. This is a small group of us. Now, when I say things as if it is, even though it appears that we're just a small group of us on air, but, you know, this podcast goes out to the world. And we have many links and how would you say other social networks that this podcast goes into over the week. And so we are a powerful group of people with a powerful message. And our tentacles go far and wide, and they will continue to do so with each one of us help. But, you know, like everybody I heard, you know, it's a consensus on it that everybody say, yes, we appreciate what has been done for us. But you know, and everybody also mentioned that our work is not finished yet. We have plenty of work to do. But yet, on here, we have pretty much everything we need. We have each other. We all have gifts and talents that can uplift not only ourselves, our family, but our people as well. And we're doing that through the National Black Unity News collectively. But on the individual basis, we're all doing our thing that's helping people. So it says, we come together, you know, keeping that dream alive that Martin Luther King spoke about. That's exactly what we are doing. We stand on great shoulders, and one day they will be standing on our shoulders. But we are laying the groundwork right now as we speak. See, this is the power of us, of us coming together. And that's why I strongly suggest that you come on tomorrow night and meet some of the rest of the family. See, this is where the nuts and bolts are. Because now that we know what Sheila Brett, she just gave us just a tip of the iceberg, some of the things that she does. Brother Ross Wookie in Panama is working all over the place. We got brothers from England, Ethiopia. We got people. I mean, the paper's growing wide and far. And we have already touched a lot of lives, and we will continue to do so. We laying a foundation that is so powerful and so strong that I believe from generation to generation, this publication and this type of network will continue to go on. And so, you know, I just want you to know that this new year, new us, that I truly appreciate each and everybody on here, those who are involved in National Black Unity News, because it takes the whole village to do what we're doing. And the village is stepping up, especially for such a time as this. We need each and every man. This is not a drill. This is warfare. And people are dying on our watch. People don't have too much hope now because they don't see this. But when they see a publication like the National Black Unity News, and I tell people, most people don't understand. When they look at the front page, there's 14 of us on there, 14 black people. And most publications, you won't find that the whole publication that many people. But it's not about because we have faces on there, but all of these faces on there have substance behind them. They have a network behind them. And that's just on the cover when you go inside the publication, 35, 40 more of us in there. And we will continue to grow because we all have our networks. And so, you know, I just want to let you know this year, not only are you appreciated, but if you show up, because I have said something to each and every one of you about some of the services that I provide personally. And I don't want you to think that it's taxing on me because I do what I need to do. And I consider myself a servant. I serve people like yourself. That's my talent. Because you're the ones who have laid such powerful groundwork. All I come along to assist you, you know, to help you to do what you do. And then directly, I'm helping you to do you. And when you're doing our people, that's indirectly, we're doing the same thing together collectively because it does take the village. And so you have tools, I have tools. If we take those tools and collectively work with one another, as I said before, we have everything we need. But the most thing we have to start with is with each other, support each other, pick up the phone and talk to one another. When you get the papers online right now, flip through the pages, pick up, you know, call one another, talk to one another. You'd be surprised. Not how much you have in common, but what you tend to do. But like I can tell you now, right now, Vern is over there with Lady J. Two people in media services. They're not competing with one another. They're joining forces. And we're not in, and there's 200 black newspapers here in the United States. We're not competing against them. We want to join forces with them. We own less than 1% of the media. And so, you know, it's enough room out here for everybody. So it's no lack in this world. There's enough substance for every last one of us. So that's why it's so important. Like I said, you did the groundwork, but there's no need for you to travel this road by yourself. The National Black Unity News is a family of caring and sharing people. So I want to thank each and every one of you for showing up this evening on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, and those who is in the Zoom room with us this evening. And I'm going to bid you all a good night, and I want to thank you for your input. Thank you for what you have done and what you continue to do. And I'm going to bid you all a pleasant good night. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. See you tomorrow night.
All
right. Thanks, sir.
Y'all take care, man. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
okay, it's my time, and here we go, close out with this right here. And it goes to some, read your little point. It goes something like this. Walk through life beautiful more than anything. I feel goodness all around me because I am good, and I talk with good, and I walk with good, and that feels real good. Good, better, best. Never better rest. You're good as you're better, and you're better as you're best. You can do it. You can do it if you just stick to it. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better and better. I just want to thank you. And you can tune in to this broadcast every Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio as we will bring you the National Black Unity News podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and good night.